The number of children who have been removed from their families and put into Arizona's child welfare system remains high in our state at more than 17,000.
Last month, we brought you a story about ways to track the cause of those high numbers.
But many organizations, including the Department of Child Safety, are working toward bringing these numbers down by focusing on one thing, prevention.
So we wanted to find out what exactly prevention of child abuse and neglect looks like. I went out to Child Crisis Arizona, a child welfare provider in Mesa, and I met their CEO, Tori Taj, and some toddlers who were very excited about my recorder.
It's a microphone. You want to talk into it?
These kids have all been removed from their families' homes and are living in their shelter in Mesa right now. And Taj and I went to see them at snack time.
We have a volunteer working with us today. Many afternoons, we have volunteers come in and work with the children, and they've been vetted, fingerprinted, and they give a year of their life one time a week to come. The consistency is so important for the children to see that same volunteer and the same staff day after day, and we want to make sure that they have relationships with adults and they can trust people will come back and they will know who that is going to be here.
How long are some of these kids here?
On average, about 90 days right now, but there are some times of the year when average length of stay could be 6 months. So the new goal of the state is to have them in out-of-home care for a shorter period of time. So we anticipate that 90-day average that we've been seeing for the last year to go down to probably 30 to 60 days.
Okay. And then they'll be in and out of foster care after that?
So typically, from the children that we have in shelter, about half of the children will go back to be reunited with their families, and the other half will go to foster care or adoption services.
Child Crisis Arizona provides shelter for kids like these, as well as infants who have been removed from their parents and school-aged kids. But their main goal, according to Taj, is to give their parents the tools they need to get their kids back or to stop them from ever being removed in the first place. They offer things like parenting classes, sometimes to parents who have had their children removed and are working to get them back, and early childhood education for low-income families. I sat down with Taj to talk more about these issues in her office, and I asked her what usually leads to kids in our state having to be removed from their parents' homes in the first place.
When you hear about children being taken from their homes, it's not necessarily always due to physical abuse or emotional abuse. Sometimes it's due to neglect. They're being left by themselves. They don't have enough food. They don't have a safe place to sleep. So neglect is definitely a part of the entire situation with children who are entering the foster care system.
This is one of the things that you really work to combat here. Tell me a little bit about how you approach that.
So for us, we are looking to be a soup to nuts type of an organization. So we really want to help with children and stop abuse and neglect by preventing it from happening in the first place. We are always going to need the intervention type programs that we have, like shelter services. But more importantly, we need to figure out how we can stop that. The need for that by preventing it in the first place. So really wrapping services around families in their homes and trying to provide education of how to be a positive role model in your child's life, how to keep your children safe, how to keep them happy, and how to be a parent. As we know, parenting is a learned behavior. And many times for those people who haven't grown up in a home that is safe, they haven't learned that behavior. So we want to be there to provide classes and support to people who want to do the best for their children.
Let's talk about, you mentioned there are many forms of neglect. Talk about some of the kinds of cases you see here.
So most of the cases that we see in our shelter program are due to abuse and or neglect. And there are many factors, and substance abuse can be a contributing factor with that. So poverty is a huge issue. And so when parents don't have the financial resources to provide food, to provide appropriate level daycare, they might endanger their children by leaving small children with other children. And that could be a reason why children are taken from them, because they are not able to care for them by themselves. It could be that the parent is out working several jobs and they just don't have the resources to provide for their children.
And are those resources available if they look, or what are they always, is it always difficult?
It's very difficult. I think in the state of Arizona, we really should be taking a good hard look at the types of programs that we're offering to families in low-income neighborhoods.
Right. And one of the things that I had discussed with Tom Riley over at the Morrison Institute was this idea of funding programs like yours, and states that do this and that really put money into prevention services see the payoff. So what kind of payoffs do you see here, and what kind of challenges do you think we have as a state?
So definitely we need prevention funding in the state of Arizona. I think all states definitely look to have that money, because we know if we put the money into children and families on the front end, we're going to need less intervention type programs like shelter or congregate care or foster families in the future. So we would encourage the state to really support prevention type programs and early education early on for the families, and child care subsidies. They're so important for our state.
The numbers here in Arizona are really high. Have you seen this shift in the time that you've worked here?
I have, actually, yes. DCS just reported we have gone from about 21,000 of children in out-of-home care down to about 17,500. In general, we were told that the entry rate for children entering the child welfare system in the United States on average is about 5 children for every 1,000 children. In Arizona, we are more than double that. We actually have about 10 children entering the child welfare system for every 1,000 children in Arizona. So our numbers are still very high.
This must be rewarding. Like, you must see a lot of success stories come out of here. But at the same time, it's such a big problem. And our state is in a hard position, I think. Do you feel ever like this is sort of chipping away at something that's never going to go away?
I think the need for children being in out-of-home care, there will always be a need for that, unfortunately. That's just the real approach to human nature. I do think that the more that we spend our time focusing on early childhood education and prevention programs, we will be able to move that needle, but not until the focus is really on the prevention of it and the early education. I think everybody deserves that same chance about being parented in a way that will make children happy and healthy, and we ought to, as a society, be able to provide that.
That was my conversation with Tori Taj, CEO of Child Crisis Arizona, a child welfare organization in Mesa.